The last thing I've got to ask you about is one of your patients who's gone public about his disease, who's Tony Snow. I'm just kind of curious from his, you know, your own perspective about what it's been like as a physician taking care of him. Who is he and what's going on?
So when we first met him, he had stage 3 disease and needed and wanted adjuvant therapy. He was a television and radio personality. So he ended up coming after his radio show on Friday at noon, showed up in my clinic Friday at 1, spent the afternoon getting his outpatient IV, took his pump home over the weekend, and went back to work on Monday.
And when was this?
This was back 2 or 3 years ago now. He was a candidate for the clinical trial, was presented the clinical trial. It was the BEV trial.
CO8 and
that we talked about, and opted, I think I shouldn't speak for him, but opted not to participate, and I think some of which was the additional 6 months of therapy. Did really very well. Still, quite honestly, had some persistent neuropathy, still to this day. And then, unfortunately, over the last 6 months or so, had a progression of his disease, very subtle peritoneal kind of spread of his disease, which we eventually biopsied and showed that it was more diffuse peritoneal disease. Had very low volume disease. And so here's a guy that's essentially asymptomatic, has unresectable peritoneal disease, is now the press secretary at the White House, but wants to be very aggressive about his chemotherapy. So we ended up giving him an irinotecan base. He actually got every other week Z-Leary with Bev added. Did very well, had some minor regressions in his disease, small to begin with. And then after about 4 months of that therapy, we backed off, and he's now on maintenance, if you will, capecitabine and Avastin.
So it's the same strategy you just described.
Exactly same. I'm not going to cure him. He knows that. He wants to both be aggressive, so he's interested in trials and all those things, but he also wants to maintain as high a quality of life as he can. And I'm hoping that if I can just keep his disease where it is, he's actually going to have a pretty good run.
It's interesting. Did he have any regrets about not going on the trial?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he clearly comes in this time around saying, I want bevacizumab. Lots of people have told him that. So it's a drug that's really big on the radar. We even talked about going back to Ox with him, but frankly, his neuropathy and some other things really prevented that. We presented him the current CLGB clinical trial, which uses infusion 5-FU. Here's a pump veteran who basically, back to the point earlier, is that, you know, he said, look, as the press secretary, I want pills. I don't want to do that pump thing again if I can get away without it. And he sort of says, is that the same? I said, yeah, I think it is. And we went that way.
Although, again, in that trial, you have the possibility of combining cetuximab and Bev as one of the arms. You know, who knows what that's going to show?
Well, I honestly, one of the reasons he didn't want to do that is not only the pump, but the public image of the rash.
Yeah. Right. How much of a difference, you know, sort of looking at the actual way this plays out in practice, for example, in his case, did it make to his quality of life when you stop the irinotecan?
A lot. So his energy level comes back up. His hair's coming back in. I mean, he lost some hair during this. It's an almost zero tox treatment he's on. Now, I don't know what its efficacy is either, to be quite honest, but I'm uncomfortable stopping a guy like him. But let's say now, you know, his most recent scan's fine. Let's say we get another scan in 3 to 6 months and he's still stable. Well, I knew the rate he was progressing coming in, so I think we're probably having an effect.